Man, what's good, Podcast Nation? See this hand. What's good, Podcast Nation? Though we this is a very special episode. You feel me? Here today, we live in person. You know what I'm saying? We got the cams up. You feel me? Y'all can see our beautiful face.
Hi,
this is gonna be your first episode that you can see our faces. You know what I'm saying? Going on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? If y'all listen on Spotify, Anchor, all that stuff. View us on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, give us some support over there. And then, you know what I'm saying, since we on this is the first time doing this, so we just on my boy Nail gonna talk to us a little bit about the PS5 reveal. And then after that, we just gonna be talking, you know what I'm saying, just regular conversation. We ain't gonna have no topic this time.
Yeah, facts.
But you know what I'm saying, I'm your host, AMG Slope, aka ISO Slope. You know what I'm saying? I got my co-host with me, Ju, AMG Ju. Say what's up.
What's good with y'all? It's your boy Ju, man. YouTube, Ju is nice. Fuck with me. My boy Chronicle, say what's up, man.
Yo, we here, you feel me? It's your boy Chronicle. YouTube, all that stuff, socials, you can find it. Same name, all that stuff, Chronicle. Let's get it popping, bro.
Ju, got me tripping.
This shit gonna gonna be weird as hell, but hey, I feel like y'all gonna fuck with it, you feel me?
Hey, I fuck with it already, bro. I'm just standing myself. I'm like, this nigga swagging, boy.
All right, so
but yeah. I ain't gonna lie, that's a nice sweater, bro. No cap.
Appreciate that, bro.
You playing with that thing in your mouth though, you a little touch.
Alright, dog. I'm gonna put the little it's a floss thing, by the way, for everybody out there, just so. But yeah, put that down. So that
I thought that's what that was. I saw you put that whole thing in your mouth a while ago.
Not the whole thing, but probably the end of it, bro. Cheer.
God damn, that boy got talent.
He made that bitch disappear. That nigga was like, voila.
Okay, let me cut the music out, man. Let's get right, man.
Let's get all right. Man. So everybody's pretty aware of what's going down currently right now. And everybody's trying to get their hands on it. I'm talking about the PS5.
You talking about bitches. Oh, shit.
I'm talking about the PS5. We talking about... We talking about $4.99.
Exactly. PS5. The pussy certified. You know what I'm saying?
Certified? It's a C, right? Oh.
C and S make the same thing.
But anywho... The PS5, man. PS5 just dropped. PlayStation 5, man. Everybody trying to hop on that bit. Trying to pre-order. That bit crashing. Sites are freezing. It's old with.
Yeah, so if you ain't got y'all's right now, it's like, y'all just got to keep trying. But,
You really might as well wait, bro. If you ain't got no fast internet, bro, and you just gonna sit there and be ready, and you got to have fast internet and fast fingers. You ain't got both of them. You might as well just wait for a while because you know, they're going like hotcakes, bro. Like it was only a minute passed by and they was out of all the pre-order. That's dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I don't know if y'all watched it. I know Ju said he watched a little bit of the event. They said he ain't watched it. But one of the games that I am really looking forward to, I'll pop it up on the screen. But it is Spider-Man Miles Morales. Like,
that's the first cop for me, bro.
That shit look amazing.
That's the first cop.
Miles Morales, that's a black dude, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like black and Mexican and shit like that. Black Spider-Man. But now,
with Kimmy, bro.
What?
You did not play the first one, bro. And the first one was amazing.
But see, the thing is, it's like, it's a lot of single player game. What came out around that Spider-Man game? Like, what came out?
I don't remember, bro.
I think it was God of War, and I think I was playing God of War heavy.
Oh, maybe.
So, I think that's probably the reason why I didn't get the Spider-Man game. But I played a little bit of it on SharePlay and shit like that. But, I mean, this game... I'm not gonna lie. So, if you had to compare, since you played the first one, do you think this one looked way better than the one that you played?
It looked better, and it looked like the story gonna be better. That's what I really care about. The graphics are, I mean, the graphics look amazing, obviously, because it's the PS5, though. But the gameplay and all that, it does look good. Like all the combos and shit that I was seeing looks real nice, real fluid. Yeah. It looks like it's gonna be a pretty dope game, and it's like the whole bridge scene, bro. Fucking amazing.
That shit was amazing.
Like, if most of the game is like, you know, kind of like that, that's dope. Yeah. And it has a good story, I'm hooked. Because the first one had like a pretty good story. So if this story beats the first one, I'm down, bro.
And I feel like this is the best Spider-Man.
Who, Miles?
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat the original, yeah.
Think about it.
As far as powers and all that, yeah, but
yeah.
You can't beat the original, bro.
Of course, the original Spider-Man. What you think, Trey? The original Spider-Man or the Black Spider-Man? Like, ability-wise, you taking?
I mean, personally, if I had to pick, I ain't even going with Spider-Man. I like Venom, personally.
He said he like who?
Venom.
Oh, Venom. That man tripping, bro. Look, Black Spider-Man, he has electrocution.
And he turned invisible.
He can turn invisible. And he's a teenager. Teenager about to become like an adult.
Spider-Man, so I was a teenager now. But go ahead.
On the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man, Spider-Verse, he's in high school.
You can't go by Spider-Verse, though, because it's like all the Spider-Man movies, all the Spider-Man shows, he in high school, right? So you can't go by Spider-Verse, bro. Spider-Verse.
Okay. Even on the trailer, he's leaving the dorm.
Yeah.
So he can't be no older. Huh?
What are you even talking about?
He's talking about, like, how the age he might
not be. I know what he's talking about. No, he said Spider-Man is always a teenager. I want to know what you talking about.
Oh, no, we were talking about how his age, Miles Morales, like, he's in his teenage. So, but what I was saying was that he's young, so obviously the older he get, the better he is as a Spider-Man.
You wasn't following Spider-Man when you was younger, was it?
I was. And I seen what he did when he was younger.
Mm-hmm. But look at all that, bro. They need to come out with a Static Shock game.
Bro.
What's that, Static Shock? Hey, that shit'll go crazy.
That's probably my favorite. That's probably my favorite cartoon of all time, bro.
I watched Static Shock. What'd you say, bro?
That was my first time seeing a black high school superhero, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And then look, though. He the main character. And his sidekick is white, bro. His sidekick is white. Bro, that's dope as hell to me. Especially back then, bro. All we saw was Batman, Superman, Hulk. Everybody white, bro. Then we got Static Shock. Even the first Spider-Man was white. But then we get Static Shock.
Green,
you said, all right, bro. But then we get Static Shock. Like, bro, I love Static Shock at the time, bro.
Bro, this year has been a fuckfest.
No, what you been fucking?
I'm talking about, like, as far as, like, life. Pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. All this stuff, the hurricanes, all this shit. But what really upped everybody mood? Not no Xbox, but the prices for the PS5 and how affordable it is. Like, how much was the PS4 when it first dropped?
At least four. Bare minimum 400.
PS4 when it first dropped, it was probably like, I want to say it was about three something, bro.
That's cap.
I don't think it was exactly four. You think it was four?
If I remember correctly.
I don't remember paying three.
That can't be right, bro. That can't be right, bro.
My first PS4 were refurbished.
You think you paid more? I was going to say, you think you paid more than three something? I don't think it was four, bro.
For the very first release?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I bought my own PS4, I'm pretty sure, and I don't think I paid my $400.
Let me see.
Little bro looking it up, man. But
yeah, it was $399.
That's crazy.
But then again, we probably bought.
Yeah, but the PS3 launched at $599, very first time.
And that's ridiculous.
The PS3 launched at $599?
Yes, the PS3 launched at $599.
That's cap, bro.
But
that's
to be real, though, bro.
That's wild. That's on Google. I don't know.
To be real, though, Sony, so, I mean.
That can't be right, bro.
Sony couldn't go too crazy, bro. Because you see, Microsoft, their cheapest system is what? $299?
Who? Talking about Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, their cheapest system is $299.
So I'm saying Sony couldn't go that crazy because it's like, why would we pay $600 for the PS5 when the Xbox $300? So I'm like, they had to be like right around that same range, bro.
Oh no, it's two different versions of the Xbox. So you have the Xbox Series X and the Xbox Series S.
I know. Same with the PS5.
Yeah, but the PS5, the only difference is like, one, like, the Xbox Series X is basically everything in a big-ass refrigerator. It's big as hell, but it has all the graphics, everything. And the Xbox S is smaller, doesn't really has powerful, like, performance.
Oh,
so it had... Yeah.
Oh, the performance. Oh.
So, but the PS5 is everything
the same.
It's the same
exact thing, except only, for it's digital.
Yeah, one is digital.
Oh, nah, that's crazy.
If you go check the stats on the Xbox Series X and Xbox Series S, obviously the Xbox Series X will perform a lot better than the Xbox Series S. But they did that for marketing scheme. And because, you know, it's not the Xbox Series X, nor is it even close. But yeah, the PS5, literally, the only thing is missing is the tray. The digital version. And it's $399. Affordable. That's what we talking about right here. Affordable. I think it's beautiful.
It's extremely affordable, dude.
Listen, and then on top of that, you got the PlayStation Plus collection. It's where you can enjoy 18 free games from the PS4 onto the PS5. 18 great titles. So God of War, Persona 5, etc., etc., etc.
Now, I feel like that's cap, though. Bro. I feel like you're capping on that, bro.
You said that's all free? That's free?
Yeah, it comes with the subscription of your PlayStation Plus.
Now, I feel like that's cap.
And what was all the titles?
Let me see. PlayStation Plus.
Where is it so we can look at it, bro? Is it on the game?
Nah, it's on the... It's on a website. Hold on, let me tell y'all, boys. It says Sony has announced a PlayStation Plus collection for PS5, described as a new PlayStation Plus benefit for PlayStation 5. It's a bundle of generation-defining PS4 games that you'll be able to download at launch on the company's
name
new console. All right, I'm
Laming them.
You got God of War. You got The Last of Us Remastered. You got the Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. You got Battlefield 1. You have Monster Hunter World. You have Fallout 4. You have Final Fantasy 7. You have The Last Guardian, Ratchet and Clank, Infamous Second Son, Days Gone, Bloodborne, Detroit Become Human, Batman Arkham Knight, Mortal Kombat X, Persona 5, Until Dawn, and Resident Evil Biohazard.
You had me at Detroit Become Human, bro. It's a rap. It's a rap. That's that
I don't
game.
Even know what that is, bro.
That's that
all
game.
All of them are story
with them,
games.
Like cyborgs and shit.
Yeah, all of them are story games.
Hey, that's an instant cop, bro.
It was, It wasn't a whole bunch of them that I would play, but it was a couple of them. Like Persona 5, I'd probably try that out. Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
What
might try Infamous Second Son, bro.
Infamous Second Son is a good story.
Infamous. I played Infamous. I played one of them before. I don't remember which one. I played it on PS3. It was pretty nice. But yeah, Monster Hunter, Infamous, and Persona 5, and one more Easter egg that I probably try out.
And I may try God of War since it's free. I don't know.
All of them are free. And hey, bro, the thing is, we can try out Bloodborne.
I've already tried out Bloodborne.
But see, that was on the PS4. We gotta do it again, bro. On the PS5.
Fuck all that, bro. I need Five Nights at Freddy, bro. Fuck all that other bullshit.
That man said Five Nights at Freddy. Hey, so real shit. For my 2K community people that play 2K, I got my boy Jew, I got my boy Flo. They gonna give y'all some details or some information on how they feel about the upcoming 2K21 on the new gen, bro. So what y'all think, bro? From y'all experience on the 2K21 right now, does it have potential on the new gen?
I mean, this right now, it's really the same. It's really the same. The only difference is like the park is different. Like they just changed the park up a little bit. And then the gameplay is a little different because they changed some controls and stuff. But other than that, it's really, and then they changed some badges. But other than that, the game is really the same. So they're going to have to really just, they got to come with some heat for next gen, bro. That's all I'm going to say, though.
Bro, like I said, man, this game right here, they did not put too much effort into it. But I feel like next gen, bro, unless I have too high expectations, bro, I feel like next gen needs to blow us out the water, bro. Next gen needs to be amazingly good and different and all that bullshit, because it's like, this game right here, yes, all right. It's on the play right now, but it's like, man, next year, bro. Not next year. PS5. Hey, what's funny, bro?
I think it's the glasses, bro. you was sleep talking.
Bro. I can't take them that serious with the glasses on, bro. This nigga is doing his hand like this, bro.
Bro, these prescription, bro. Chill. But as I was saying, bro, like, next gen, bro, that shit better be amazing. The way they hyping it up, the way they just bullshitted with this game right here. But I ain't really bullshit, but it's like they could have done more. Mm-hmm. So next gen better be insane. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Okay, so for the people that are trying to get. What you
about
to say, bro?
The current gen, I was just gonna say, yeah, the current gen is cool, but it's just all right, but it ain't nothing like if this was all we were getting, people would be mad.
Oh.
The only reason people are not in an uproar because they waiting on next gen. They expect next gen to be good.
All right, so question for the people that's trying to get into the 2K or getting 2K late or trying to get 2K at the moment right now. What would you tell them to do now that the PS5 prices have dropped? What would you recommend them to do? Would you recommend them to get 2K21 right now or just wait? What you telling them?
I mean, honestly, bro, it really just depends on your situation. Because, like, if you got friends that already got 2K21, then, of course, you'll have a good time playing with your friends. So if you got friends that's already got it on current, and then you got the money, like, it's not going to, if you can afford it, then go ahead and get it then. But if you can't afford it, then you might as well just wait. And plus, even if you're going to get it, like, if you try and get it now, your best option is just to get the Legend Edition anyway, if you're not going to wait. Either wait or get the Legend Edition, really. There's no point in getting Standard Edition on current gen and then getting it again on next gen. That don't even make sense.
Bro, I agree with my son, man. But the only thing I gotta add, bro, the thing about waiting for the PS5, not too many people are going to be able to just like right off the bat get their hands on the PS5. So it's like ain't no telling how long until everybody gets it. So it's like you could be playing it, but your friend's not playing it. Your friends are still on the PS4, whatever. So I mean, what I would actually recommend, I would do what Trey just said. Wait for your I would just go ahead and get the Legend Edition, like what Trey said, to where you get both games. That's what I would do. Just spend that $100 so you can play now if you're playing with your friends, and you can also got a copy for the PS5 whenever you do get it.
That was up. So y'all heard it from here, man. These are some people that stay in touch with the 2K community. You got Jewish and Ice. You got the ISO Float. They are very in touch. And I don't feel like they going to tell y'all the wrong details. So make sure y'all keep your heads on a swivel for that PS5. Because there's going to be people that are releasing it. Like big name companies like Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and GameStop. So be on the lookout. Refresh them pages. So if y'all trying to pre-order, go ahead and just leave it there so y'all go ahead and copy, because that shit is gone. That shit is leaving. Man. Today a good time to be playing games, man. That's all I got to say, man. To the people that don't play games like Tomba or only enjoy like sport games, I feel bad for them. Because there's so many fun games out right now. Story games, multiplayer games, like it's a shit ton of games.
I agree. I wouldn't say out right now, but PS5 comes out, I mean, PS5 coming out now, but it's like when everybody get on the PS5, bro, the games on there are going to be crazy, because I'm probably going to be playing games that I would have never thought I'd play. The Harry Potter game look cold as shit. Hogwarts. I may get that bitch.
The title of that name is Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, Harry Potter Hogwarts Legacy. Bro, I probably seen one Harry Potter movie.
That's multiplayer or single player?
I don't know. Probably both, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm big on that Harry Potter, so you know what I'm saying.
You ain't hear nothing Trey said, bro. Yeah.
What'd you say, bro?
That Harry Potter, that's multiplayer or single player?
Bro, you know, that's a good ass question.
It could be open world too, bro.
Bro, it said open world action RPG. Created character. I don't know. They are very vague with the information and shit like that. So I'm thinking that bitch gotta be an MMO. And if that bitch is an MMO.
If it's an MMO?
That shit'll go crazy.
I don't know about everybody, but three of us gonna be on that bitch.
Absolutely.
If you don't fuck with Harry Potter, Trey, oh well.
Trey, fuck with Harry
nigga,
Potter.
Nigga, you said you ain't even read it, bro. You really missing out. That's really
okay. You do nice fuck with Harry Potter. Bro. Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, the book go crazy,
bro. I don't fuck with Harry Potter. Never read a book. I probably watched one movie through and through, but that game make me wanna watch every 3 hour long Harry Potter movie just so I can know what's going on.
Watch, bro. You gotta read the book.
I'm not reading them big old encyclopedia books, bro. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. But I will watch the movie.
Bro, you say that, but if you just actually start reading it, bro, and you let your imagination just kick in, bro, you would really get into that bit. And then you'll really enjoy it, bro. No cap. Books are way better than movies.
That's true.
Listen, Chamber of Secrets was a good ass book.
Was it a good movie?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was a good ass movie too, but I enjoyed the book more though.
AJ said, "Can you invite him, bro?"
All the books were good.
AJ said, "Invite me, bro."
Is he gonna be on it? Like, I'm not finna invite him if he's not gonna be on the podcast.
If you invite him, then he ain't got no choice but to be on it.
He probably just gonna put himself on mute and just listen, bro.
Well, I got three of us talking
about the Heat and the Celtics, bro.
You said what, sir?
What do you think about the Heat and the Celtics?
Heat and the Celtics? I'm gonna speak on the Heat right now, bro, because the Celtics, I don't know what they got going on, but the Heat, bro, I'm gonna be real. I'm a huge basketball fan. I can scout talent and all that shit. But back in the summer of last year, bro, when Jimmy Butler went to the Heat, I'm all like, what is this nigga doing? He not trying to win the championship. He not trying to compete. He proved me wrong, bro. He showed me something like, I don't know how he saw this way back then, but he knew this team currently constructed was good enough to actually compete. I mean, I didn't see it back then, bro, but now them boys are hooping. I feel like the Heat going to the finals, and it's going to be the Lakers versus the Heat. The Celtics, I don't know what they got going on. Disappointed right now.
What's the score with?
They lost by like 5.
Oh, it was close.
But it's like...
It was like 106, 101.
But it seems like they're getting out-coached. And Brad Stevens is a good coach. That zone that they ran, I don't know like if you actually watched the game or not, but they ran a zone. They ran a zone second half. The Celtics could not score. Eric Spoelstra ran this one zone. The Celtics could not score for nothing. Brad Stevens couldn't do nothing about it, bro. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, Brad Stevens is a good coach. They better win game 3. That's all I know. I don't want no short series, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. If they don't win game 3, bro, it might be over with, bro. They, like, game 3, that's low-key a must-win for them. Because you already had the media, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, they was yelling in the locker room after the game. So... Either that yelling can be positive and turn into momentum for them and they win this next game, or it could just go downhill from here. If they lose their next game, they might fall apart. Their chemistry might fall apart.
Did you invite AJ?
It's going to be interesting, though.
No, I haven't invited him. I was trying to just show our faces so the people that are talking.
Okay.
Yeah, so it could, if it, because like, it's going to be a fourth screen. And then it's just gonna be him with that SpongeBob face at the bottom.
At least let him know that you ain't gonna invite him, dude.
Man,
but yeah, but yeah, bro. For sure. Okay, Neil. I would love to speak on. I would love to discuss your idea from earlier, bro.
What are you talking about?
When you said something about a healthy mindset.
Oh, or whatever. Oh, all right. So that idea, I truly believe, because you only put out what you're manifesting inside, or you put out what you're manifesting inside. So what he's talking about, a healthy mindset promotes positive behavior. So what that, like, that can mean so many things. And basically what I was implying, we watched this dude named Agent Zero. I think we all collectively watched him. We watch him now. And he's on a progress, and he's on a good progress to losing all his weight. Currently, he lost 110 pounds. And he likes to talk about dedication, consistency, and then putting forth the effort to actually trying. So he talks about in the beginning how at first he was in college, he would just eat whatever the fuck he wanted. He wasn't in the healthiest mindset at the time. So over time, he ended up making a YouTube, putting in a lot of dedication.
Hold that thought, bro. Okay. Let me ask y'all a question real quick. When y'all was in college, did y'all gain weight? You know how they talk about the freshman 15. Did y'all gain weight when y'all was in college?
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. It's inevitable. I don't think it's, well, unless your metabolism is built different.
Or unless you don't eat, which
I'm crazy. Yeah, I was gonna say that's the crazy thing. You would think that you wouldn't, because like I know at first it's like, yeah, you getting the food, you got free stuff, but I got tired of that stuff, so I'm just in my room eating chips and microwave pizzas and stuff.
Yeah.
Noodles and stuff. You would think you wouldn't gain like a whole bunch of weight. And this ain't like I was just not doing nothing. Like I go to the gym like almost every day and play basketball and still gain weight.
What? Bro, honestly, freshman year of college, bro, I don't believe I gained too much weight, bro. I gained my weight right at, huh?
We saying like just gain weight in general.
Bro, I mean, I was legit going to we was legit playing basketball every day. And I was in great shape. I felt good. Like, I don't know. I probably did gain some weight, yeah. But it wasn't like 10 pounds, nothing crazy though. Like, I don't know, because
compared to the way you looked in high school, would you say that you and your senior year of high school and freshman year of college, you say you looking about the same?
I look about the same, bro.
Oh, shit, that's crazy.
I would too, but I ain't really gained too much. I probably gained like maybe one or two in freshman year, but sophomore year, that's when I started gaining weight.
Yeah. I think freshman, sophomore year is right around the time where you can start noticing the shape difference and the weight and stuff like that. Because we was in the gym too. We was playing basketball. We would lift weights, just all that shit.
Yeah, but after that, after freshman year, I got huge. I did.
Sometimes you don't even notice till you go back and look at some pictures. You're like, dang, I really used to be small.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad we started working out, because now, like, right now, I used to have a lot of fat, so my fat would be like all over here. You could tell by my chin and the way it's shaped.
Man, me, like, I'm right in the middle, like my whole weight loss journey. Because man, I'm gonna tell the whole story. Y'all know this, but I'm gonna just you know say it again. But we went to me, Nail, and some more of our friends or whatever, we went to Sky Zone, bro. Trampoline park, for those of you that actually don't know. But we went to Sky Zone, bro. We was there maybe, what, 20, 30 minutes? We were not there long. And it's like, I felt exhausted. I felt drained. I felt like blah. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Way out of shape, way horrible. Like, I felt horrible. So I'm like, bro, what is this? Then I saw a damn video of myself that Jarrell recorded. And I'm like, this how I look? Plus, I feel terrible. But I'm like, something got to give. So after that, bro, I told Carnell, AJ, Jarrell, whatever, I got to do something. We got to do something. And then, like, I believe Carnell thought of tennis. And it's just like, we've been playing tennis or whatever, working out, whatever. Tennis, basketball, volleyball. We done did all that just to work out every day. Or at least every other day. Or, like, you know, try to keep it somewhat consistent. And, like, me now, I'm down 17 pounds from my biggest. And it's like, right now I feel good, bro. Like, I really feel better. And I actually look better compared to the end, but I'm not done. But it's just like, now, like, I feel better. And I mean, I really liked it. So I completely understand Agent. And then it's like, Agent lost weight. I mean, Agent's losing way more weight than me. Agent's 110. This man so far lost 110 pounds.
That's insane.
I'm not, like, I physically can't lose that much. I'm not that big, but it's like, I can just fucking imagine how he feeling. Like, he confident. Yeah. Like, he like, Oh yeah, bro. 110 pounds, that ain't shit to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. So it's just like that.
Yeah, so like,
go ahead.
Basically chiming in, back to a healthy mindset can promote positive behavior. So he noticed that, or my boy Jew is nice, he noticed that there is no way that this can be acceptable. Okay. And whatever household he's in, whatever he's going through, whatever is going on, he was able to maintain a healthy mindset to keep pushing and to try and actually see where this could lead. So if you're not like mentally there, you're not going to devote yourself all the way there. So there are days where he can't show up because of this and then that. It deteriorates the motive to even try. So the thoughts will always be there, but it's like you're not acting on it. So that unhealthy mindset, it'll keep you stagnant. You know what I mean? It's like you want to do something about it, but you can't. And there's so many ways to point this in other ways other than just weight loss. You're talking about relationships. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's way more than just weight loss. Yeah,
like it's like that healthy mindset, it can help tremendously in so many ways in your life that you do not even know. So if you're building negative mindsets in your head, try to think of positive things or go outdoors. Just be amongst nature. Just develop some healthy habits, some healthy mindsets to where you won't feel stagnant. You don't feel stuck, confused, and just always want to bring others down with your energy. You want to be able to promote positivity. And, you know, that's, I mean, if Trey got any, I mean, if my boy Iso Flow got anything he want to say about that, like if he has his opinion on the healthy mindset promotes positive behavior, he could say something about it. But that's how I feel about it.
I mean, I think he did a good job. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, though, bro, just like you said, keeping a healthy mindset, you know what I'm saying? Whatever that means to you, like. Yes, you know what I'm saying? To me, a healthy mindset, like you said, it's not just about, like, your physical health. Like, you got physical health, emotional health, spiritual health, like, all that. Like, at the end of the day, nobody's perfect, but you just want to monitor yourself. Like, that goes to being self-aware. You want to monitor yourself and just make sure you're making progress. Like, you don't want to be stagnant. Like, you always want to be better than you were yesterday. And if you're doing that, then, you know, man, you might go through rough times, but at the end of the day, you know you're still moving forward, so you can always look to the future. If you look to the future, there's always something to be happy about. Like, you ain't got to get down on yourself, you know what I'm saying? And, like, not saying, like, you know what I'm saying, we go through down times, but, you know what I'm saying, you can't stay down. That's the main thing.
Yeah. That goes to, even though you're having a bad day, you've already been building a healthy mindset, so if you are there, and get out of that.
Feel
me? And, you know.
And the thing is, bro.
Yeah, like you say, out of. I'm here, bro.
I was just finna add. Well, you get from life whatever you put out. So if you're putting out positivity, that's what you're gonna get.
Get that bit right.
In return. Back. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like you be saying all the time, though, when we playing games, you be like, muscle memory. That's just like in life, like you've been somewhere before, like you've done this before, you know you made it out before, so don't doubt yourself, you'll make it out again.
Yeah. I was a little deep, but I feel like that needs to be said to most people, because I know the pandemic, it got a lot of people cooped up, or a lot of people taking online classes like I am, or they just doing a lot of things online and just being in a house and enclosed in four squares. Right, or rectangles, I don't know. But I know it's not promoting the best positive mindset, but you have to look, like, in the darkness, you have to look for that light. You know what I mean? You gotta look for it. or else you're just going to be consumed. So, shit. But, man, I think that's just life, though. That's really just life. But, yeah.
What's the time looking like, bro?
We got 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah.
We got 20 minutes left, bro. I'm going ahead, you know what I'm saying? Throw in real quick, you know what I'm saying? I usually do it at the end, but I'm going to throw it in right here. Once again, this new, if you just happen to come across this on YouTube, this might be new to you, but you know what I'm saying? Check us out on Spotify. You know, kind of go through all the previous episodes. I don't know which one it is. I don't need to tell you anyway. You just need to go watch all of them or listen to all of them. So then you'll know what I'm talking about. But just reiterating, muscle back pussy is dry. So dry. Just take the time out of your day whenever you have free time and just pray for her dry pussy. Just pray that it can get a little bit, just a little bit of moisture.
This man snapped.
Yeah, bro. What up, y'all had anything else y'all want to talk about, bro? Man. Bro, I heard on the Breakfast Club, bro, it was this senator. Well, I don't know if he was a senator, but I know he was a politician. It was a politician, bro. And then, like, has been in the media where, like, he has a wife or whatever, but he got caught in a hotel with a man. So it was like people been all over him, like, asking him if he gay. or whatever, and he came out saying, I'm not gay, but I do, like, I think of myself as bisexual or whatever, however, whatever words he used to say that. That's crazy.
That nigga is a tangerine, that nigga is an apple, that nigga is a orange, that nigga is whatever fruit you want to name. That nigga is a fruit. That's what that nigga is. I don't want to hear no. Bro, all right, bro. Can dudes be bisexual? Hell no. If you have ever put a penis anywhere in your body and you are a man, you are, I'm sorry, gay. If you have done that anything with another guy, you are, I am sorry, gay. Guys cannot be bisexual, bro. Dead chicks, yeah, yes, a double standard, but oh fucking well. If you do anything with a dude, you are homosexual.
Bro, I feel like that LGBTQ community gonna go crazy.
Let them go crazy, because me, I have my opinion and I stick by my opinion. If I got a problem with my opinion, they know where to find me. My YouTube is Jew is Nice. My Twitter, Jew is Nice. You can hit me on IG at Judah Mac.
Oh, that made me think about something, bro. Like, if a girl on my Snapchat, bro, like, whenever it be, like, stuff going in, going happening with these, like, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, like, just all this stuff that's going on. Like, she be going in on Snapchat. She be like, oh, blah, 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 y'all want to this and that and this and that, but y'all don't want to look out for the black sisters and y'all don't want to look out for the LGBTQ and all that. She like, y'all, when it's a black man, then y'all want to stand up, but y'all don't want to stand up for the black women or the,
what?
Or the gay, like all that. Like, I'm like, wow. Like, what y'all think about that? Like, I feel like, personally, I feel like, I don't know who should come in at. I mean, just people in general, but I feel like we should stand up for anyone. Like, I wouldn't care if somebody was gay. And then, like, if there was police brutality done to a gay black man, then he still deserves justice. If there's a woman, she still deserves justice. I think it doesn't matter what you are. Like, anybody deserves justice. Like, now, as far as their lifestyle is, I don't agree with that. I'll never agree with that, but it still doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying, people should do them wrong because of how they live their life. That's their choice.
Yeah, I feel like that person was just speaking out of anger from what she been dealing with. Maybe she got bullied Some, but that doesn't even make sense. Justice is justice. It doesn't matter who you like. That doesn't make sense. Like, it absolutely doesn't make sense. That was just, she could have kept that to herself.
Yeah. I guess her point is just that, like, there's not as much attention for those people, but like, or like, nobody saying anything about it, but you can't say anything about something if you don't know about it. So you taking your time out to complain instead of complaining, like, you know, they say their name. So if you know something that's happened and you want to bring attention to a situation, instead of complaining about it, say talk about the situation, who the names are, where it happened. You know what I'm saying? You could even put organizations on your Snap or whatever, like, that you could donate to help, you know what I'm saying, fund, like, their family or just any, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, just any information that you have. That would be more useful than complaining about it.
Yeah, bashing people for wrongdoings. Like, if you don't know, like, that doesn't make any sense at all. It's like your first time getting in bed with a female. It's like, it's not going, like, your first time, like, you ain't gonna last as long. You not gonna know what to do properly. You know what I mean? Like, you know that you stick it in, you stroke a couple times. But you don't know what it's like. You don't know how to please her fully. You know what I mean? Unless y'all watch porn.
Video sponsored by Ocean Spray.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
So you knew exactly what to do as soon as you got in.
Oh, the thing is, bro.
No cap.
The thing is, bro. No cap. No cap. All right, bro. I'm taking my cap hat off, bro. Put this shit right here, bro. No cap, bro. The thing is, bro, you speak for yourself when we talk about that. Cause me, I'm going crazy.
So how long you lasted your first time?
My first, like what, like 145 seconds, all like right. A while, bro. Like
145 seconds.
Can we just be real though? Like, come on, this nigga said quick. This nigga said you can't please her. Who?
Boy, you are not pleasing her. Yeah.
If I'm done with quick, guess what happened?
She you done get
yours
quick?
Too, baby. No, no. If I'm done quick, you still getting yours, baby. Use your imagination. You're still getting yours, baby. So that's all that matters.
That man said, use your imagination.
Use your imagination.
No. But yeah, like, if you don't know, you ain't gonna know. You just gotta be in the loophole and figure out what's best and what to do. Don't be out here bashing people because they don't know no better. Like, that's dumb as fuck. That shit lame as hell, too. That's like, imagine... A teacher asks you a question that you don't know, but she think that you should know, or he think you should know, and you be like, this, and he say, you dumb as fuck, like, bro, how do you not know this? You gonna feel some type of way, like, bro, how the fuck was I supposed to know that shit? This our first time on this. This our first time on the subject.
They still be doing that shit, though, bro.
That shit is just dumb.
Yeah, you can blame somebody for being dumb, but you can't blame somebody for being ignorant.
Yeah.
Hey, my son's being factual, bro. Y'all better listen when he speak, man. On me.
This man. Since Trey talking about some goddamn sponsor, this video is sponsored by Degree.
God, man.
Hey, some of y'all need that no cap, man.
Up in that bitch.
Bro, y'all niggas tweaking, bro.
Even when it's quarantine, y'all still find a way to smell musty. That's crazy.
Hey.
I mean, y'all lift y'all arm up. Whew, knock some people out. Throwing them haymakers.
Hey, bro. Do y'all shave?
Oh, shave? What we saying?
Like armpits and shit like that.
See? Like me, bro, like I got, you know what I'm saying? You know how you do the ancestry.com, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? I got like 2% werewolf for me or something, bro. So, I'm like real hairy, bro. So, you feel me? If I save it, it's just going to grow back more. So, it ain't even no point. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a forest under after a while. You know what I'm saying? I might trim, you know what I'm saying, every now and then if it just feel like it's getting too crazy. But as far as just saving it, nah, bro. Because it just don't come back two times over. Just too much, you feel me? I could take his jacket off, it's gonna get real serious up in here.
That boy gonna be a goddamn fucking tree. What you do, Judy? You yeah, shave bro. The armpit, bro? You shave the armpit, bro?
No, bro, I don't shave my armpits. I did that one time in my life, bro. My armpits just felt like, nah, I don't fucking like that shit. That shit is weird, bro. I can't do it. It's just too slick. I can't, nah, bro. Or maybe, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but, you know, the ancestry.com, you know, I'm 2% werewolf. So, you know, I said, set your lame ass up, nigga. Fuck wrong with that nigga, bro. Fuck wrong with that nigga, bro.
This nigga sucking some dental floss. Dental floss pick, bro. I ain't hating on me, bro. That's crazy, bro. Like, my man's got to have something in his mouth, bro. He got to have his mouth occupied. But he worried about me, bro. Like, come on, bro.
So you don't shave at all, Drew?
Not my armpits, nah.
All right, I do.
You say your shit clean, bro?
Well, I don't shave it clean. I use like a razor.
So it don't be clean. So there'll be some hair on there.
Yeah, it's still be some hair there.
Oh,
but it'd be like little stubs. It'd be like little stubs. Like you can barely see it though.
Oh, so you was a bitch.
Nah, bro. I learned over time that you can take showers, you can do all that stuff, and you can go as hard as you want under the hair, like all that stuff, like where the degree is and shit like that, it still somehow still have a certain odor.
Okay. You know what? I take back the whole B word because that's true. Hair does trap odor. It does. So yeah. You're right. I take back the B word.
So what I do is after probably like some months, I shave under my armpit, get rid of that, take a shower, and then boom, you know what I'm saying? Like my dad always told me the deodorant will work better. So for most people who don't use or who use deodorant, but it still smell like you musty, it's the hair. And you might be taking a shower, you doing a good job scrubbing, but it's just like the hair is like trapping different types of odors and it's mixing. It's just not blending well. So just go ahead and start on over. Kind of like with the beard. If your beard smell nasty or you got bumps under there, you're not finna just keep your hair growing and not shave that off and try to fix it. You know what I mean? So,
I shave. No. That man tripping, bro. No.
You shave your beard, Trey?
No, bro.
He ain't got no beard.
Huh? I don't have no beard.
Nigga ain't got no beard.
That's cute. But nah, bro. You talking about your hair trapping odors and if you smell bad, you need to shave under your arm. No, bro. If I don't shave under my arm, I put deodorant on, I'm still not musty, bro. If you musty, like, it's not because you got hair under your arm. You just musty. Like, it's something wrong with your body, bro. You need to clean yourself better or something, bro. Like, if you put deodorant on and you still musty, something wrong.
But some people, if you were to put deodorant on, right, and someone were to smell your armpit, they would smell a little the degree, and they'll be like, you know, I smell something else too. Smell a little tangy. That's just natural. But,
hair does. Hair.
Nah, bro.
Hair
but does I trap odor know, regardless. Level, yeah, but that just being much like super. Like, you know, it's super level. Much,
yeah, that's different, yeah. Super much.
Like, if I get sweaty, and you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about somebody else, you know what I'm saying? You probably know who I got in mind. Me sweaty versus that person sweaty.
Yeah, it's too different.
We're not going to smell the same.
Yeah, true. It all depends on the body, for sure. But I just built it within my system to shave under my armpit after a couple of months. Just start over fresh. Fuck all that shit.
You from the Leaf Village, bro?
I'm from the Leaf Village, yeah, man.
Just now noticed
that. Oh, damn. I didn't know you from the Leaf Village. I'm from the Nigga Village. The black headband. Yeah, bro.
Woken on no juice. You can't say that.
You said what?
Can't say that, bro.
Woken no pop juice.
But for sure, bro. What time looking like?
We at 55, goddamn.
It's time to wrap it up, bro. Y'all got any closing words?
Video sponsored by Chrissy King.
That man snout, bro.
Video sponsored by Purified Water.
We're also sponsored by Office Depot.
We're also
the cleaning duster.
We're also sponsored by my lotion, but it's over there, so I just can't get to
that
it.
That man said his lotion. Is it right beside your bed, bro?
Right beside the bed. Coconut butter, you know what I'm saying? Cocoa butter. I said coconut butter. Cocoa butter, you know what I'm saying? For smooth skin, you know what I'm saying? Cocoa butter. Fuck with me. For sure.
This video brought to you by your local Avon representative, bro. All kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They got the bug spray, they got lotions, they got body. This lotion right here, bro. This stuff right here, bro. Have you smelling real nice, bro. You feel me, bro? Like, I smell this stuff, bro. I put this on, bro. I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I barely can, you know what I'm saying? Keep my hands off myself, bro. You feel me?
What? One more thing. We sponsored by Apple. You already know what it is and what it ain't. Sponsored by Apple.
I'm not gonna lie, this smell good. Like sometimes.
Y'all got any closing
body
words,
cream,
bro?
Body cream. Smell good. Smell good, bro. Put some cologne on, bro. Put on that Chanel, man. Put on that Burberry.
Oh, I got some light blue over there, bro. Got some light blue right over there. I just don't want to touch. It's way over there, bro. It just smells amazing. You know, that shit.
Yeah.
That shit get me the bitches. No cap. But.
Have hand sanitizer on the dick.
Jew, 1,000 bitches. James, 0 bitches.
Go ahead. Close us out, man.
Just everybody keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? You know, feel me? Rough times, you know what I'm saying? You know, COVID, people losing jobs, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. Muscle back pushes dry, you know what I'm saying? Stay away from her. And yeah, just keep your head up. AMG out.
Why this nigga shit, bro? I'll do the AMG out.